When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Robin Witten is with me, and she promised me a mystery today. Hey, Robin.
Hello. We have one. We're back in New Orleans. We are going to talk about Crossroad Blues, which is in the Nick Travers series by Ace Atkins and read by Golden Voice Dion Graham.
Now, Crossroad Blues is the first book.
Right. It was published 25 years ago. This is an anniversary edition.
Oh, so Dion just narrated it?
Yes.
Whoa.
I guess it was had never been recorded before.
Whoa. Are you kidding?
Apparently not. Or it's been re-recorded with this really spectacular narration. And for music enthusiasts, especially if you love blues, this is quite a fascinating mystery, because Nick Travers goes on a hunt for the lost recordings of the 1930s musician Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson and the Crossroads, hence Crossroads Blues.
Right.
He made a deal with the devil at the crossroads. That's the legend. I love Robert Johnson. He's an amazing musician, and the legends around him are almost as amazing as his music.
Well, so interesting. I didn't know. Maybe I knew a little bit about Robert Johnson, but this is Nick Travers is a jazz historian.
I know. This is so cool. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And so he gets involved with trying to find about these recordings and more about what happened to Robert Johnson, where there's a lot of mystery, and about his life, actual life. But it's all back and forth between the jazz clubs in New Orleans, and there are characters. It reminds me, I guess this actually is possible, that this story is an influence of S.A. Cosby for All the Sinners Bleed and his other Southern noir that we've talked about. So this is sort of early Southern noir before it was probably even called that.
So it takes place in New Orleans, but I'm assuming also Mississippi, if he's looking to find out what happened to Robert Johnson.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So he's traveling around trying to find out what happened, going into jazz clubs. Again, there's a lot of great dialogue in the jazz clubs between all of these people. And as you well know, jazz musicians often have wonderful, colorful names, nicknames. But JoJo's Blues Bar was one of my favorite. I want to find JoJo's Blues Bar. Whether it exists or not, I don't know. But
does he go into juke joints in Mississippi?
Yeah. I mean,
oh God, I love juke joints. I so wanted to do a road trip from Memphis to into Mississippi and stopping at juke joints along the way. My blues, I'm calling it my blues tour.
Well,
I could listen to Crossroad Blues.
That's it. And you might run into Nick Travers. But there are characters. There's a hitman who's like an Elvis lookalike, who fancies himself. I mean, and there's a crime. I mean, they have great names. They're big characters. And Dion does he doesn't do outrageous portraits, but, you know, they're so colorful. And that's the way Ace Atkins writes it. It's very fun and interesting.
Shall we hear Dion in his element?
We should do that, indeed.
Okay. This is Crossroad Blues, Nick Travers, Book One. It's by Ace Atkins, and it's read by Dion Graham.
But through the tales of men like Honey Boy Edwards and Johnny Shines, Johnson became more human. Shines said he'd met Johnson in Helena, Arkansas, while they were playing on opposite street corners, cutting heads. Head cutting was a battle of street musicians over tips. Johnson drew a larger crowd, and soon Shines started tagging to learn secrets. He later told stories of a man almost Mozart-like in brilliance. He said Johnson could carry on a conversation and remember details of what a radio played in the background. Even though Johnson didn't seem to take note of the music, he could play the same song weeks later. It was almost as if Johnson could pick music out of the air. Chord for chord, lick for lick, note for note, word for word.
Oh, you know, all praise to Dion Graham. I'm serious. Because, you know, in the last Audie Awards, he was honored. How many honors did he get? Like a gazillion. A lot for nonfiction, well-deservedly. I mean, yeah. I'm thinking, okay, The Wager, King, A Life, Poverty by America. But he also is an amazing reader of fiction. I'm thinking of Harlem Shuffle, Crook Manifesto. He's great with YA titles. He does great stuff for kids. What can't he do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Crossroad Blues, Nick Travers, Book One by Ace Atkins, read by Golden Voice Dion Graham. Robin, thank you so much. I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Well, do something quite different tomorrow.
Okay. Support from Thomas Nelson helps bring you today's episode of Behind the Mic. Nine Lives and Counting by Dwayne Dog the Bounty Hunter Chapman, featuring an audiobook exclusive introduction from the author. And it's available April 16th, so it just became available everywhere you get your audiobooks. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.